Joseph Ruffalo Jr., massage therapist, community leader, and activist. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Joe Ruffalo. Born July 6, 1949 in Montclair and raised in Bloomfield, New Jersey, Joseph Ruffalo Jr. had already graduated from Bloomfield High School, attended Montclair State College, and served America in Vietnam, where he earned a Bronze Star before he learned in 1976 that retinitis pigmentosa would slowly claim his vision. For 6 years, he continued his work as a manager in a Tom McKen shoe store, but by 1983, he began looking for guidance about how to achieve greater proficiency and control over his life as a blind adult. The staff at the Joseph Cone Rehabilitation Center, JKRC, then located in Newark, told him he should not learn to use a cane, read Braille, or master any adaptive devices because he still had enough vision to do without them. Though eager to obtain the necessary skills, at the time Joe believed he had no recourse but to adhere to the advice of the only professionals he knew. Not until 1986 did he learn to use a cane, and he accomplished that by teaching himself. Today, Joe uses and embraces a wide array of non-visual techniques to function successfully in his life. While at JKRC, Joe discovered a talent for baking, which led to a successful 9-year career as the owner of a pastry business. In 1988, Joe tentatively attended his first NFB chapter meeting in Newark. He reports that after 10 minutes, he knew that his life was about to change dramatically. Realizing that the NFB was a place of fraternity and empowerment, empathy and accomplishment, Joe says, I saw blind people doing things I wanted to do. They were holding jobs, volunteering, and achieving in every pursuit. This was the beginning of Joe's own growth and achievement. In 1990, he became second vice president of the New Jersey affiliate. 2 years later, he was first vice president, and by 1993, he was president of the NFB of New Jersey, a position he maintains to this day. It is a tremendous honor and responsibility to promote positive attitudes about blindness and the abilities of blind people, Joe comments. But Joe's community involvement has not been limited to the National Federation of the Blind. He has been a leader in the Lions Club for over 20 years, serving as president for 3. He has also held positions as Zone, Regent Chair, and serves on the District 16E Cabinet. In the Knights of Columbus, Joe has held the positions of Guard, Warden, and Deputy Grand Knight, and while in the Cub Scouts of America, he has been both a den leader and Cubmaster. As past president of the Special Education Parent and Professional Organization and past chairman of the Board of Trustees of the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, he has further worked to assure the full integration of people with disabilities into society. Many are unaware that Joe has had a distinguished athletic career through the New Jersey Division of the United States Association of Blind Athletes, having achieved particular success in powerlifting. In total, Joe has won 22 medals in different sports at the state, national, and international levels. Joe attended the Therapeutic Massage Center to obtain certification in massage therapy and, from 1998 to 2000, provided massage for staff, patients, and visitors at Clara Moss Medical Center in Belleville before moving his practice to a private office. He has served as a consultant to the Somerset School of Massage, making recommendations to staff and students and answering questions about training methods for blind students. Joe also works to smooth others' transitions from dependence to independence as a leader in 2 programs sponsored by the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. He is employed by a community service organization in New Jersey as a program specialist in the Senior Community Independent Living Services, SCILS, program, which identifies people over age 55 in Essex County who have experienced vision loss, with the goal of teaching independence skills so that these seniors can remain active in the community and independent in their homes. As State Program Director and Northern Region Coordinator of the Leadership Education, Advocacy and Determination, LEAD, program, administered in partnership with Heightened Independence and Progress, Joe provides mentoring activities for blind teenagers and their families. Joe's many contributions to the community were recognized in November 2000 when he was honored with the Partnership for Progress Award at the New Jersey Commission's Believe and Achieve 90th Anniversary Celebration. In July 2001, his leadership in the blindness community was again acknowledged when he was elected to the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind. In October of 2002, the state of New Jersey honored Joe by presenting him with the New Jersey Vietnam Service Medal. In 2007, Joe's life experience and volunteering efforts were profiled in a book entitled Noble Paths by James Davey, a former commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Human Services. In 2009, Joe was honored by the New Jersey Governor, the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and the New Jersey State Talking Book and Braille Center with a plaque recognizing his involvement in the blindness community during a pregame ceremony at a Trenton Thunder baseball game. Finally, Joe was recognized as the 2009 NFB Imaginator of the Year, an award that acknowledges his devotion to fundraising and promotion of Federation programs at the national and state levels. Joe has always been encouraged and supported by his wife Judy and his two sons, Joseph and James. In his spare time, Joe likes sports of all kinds, especially baseball and basketball, and enjoys hosting Through Our Eyes, an internet radio program, www.throureyes.org, that highlights blindness issues, discusses technology, and promotes positive attitudes about blindness. Joe's life and work express his commitment to the blind and their struggle for equality in society. His achievements stand as an example for others, like those of the Federationists who deeply impressed him at his first chapter meeting. He achieves and grows, facing every challenge with energy, enthusiasm, and common sense. In so doing, he exemplifies his belief that one of the most important things for members of the blind community to do is to teach the public that blindness is only a characteristic. With the proper training, skills, attitude, and techniques, blindness can be reduced to a physical nuisance.